So we spoke a long time about the importance of Bikur Cholim and the effects that it has on the Chole, on the actual sick person. So the question comes up as to whether or not one is allowed to be Mekayem, to fulfill the mitzvah Bikur Cholim on Shabbat. So this question is brought down in the Sheltut, and the Sheltut offers two opinions. One is the opinion of Bet Shammai, one is the opinion of Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai says that one is not allowed to visit a sick person on Shabbat. Why? Because in that way, what you're going to do is you're going to uproot the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat. What's going to happen? You're going to go and visit a sick person. You're going to feel bad for him. Maybe you might even fall into a very short and mild depression. You're going to feel very sad. And all those things are not things that are appropriate for Shabbat. So therefore, one should avoid visiting a chole on Shabbat and try to go during the weekday, not on Shabbat. Bet Hillel, however, holds, no, by visiting a sick person, like we explained before, you are removing 1/60th of his illness. You are bringing life to him. Bring life to him. So then you should do it, even though it's Shabbat. You should do it. You're actually actively healing the sick person by visiting him. And therefore one should go and visit the sick person on Shabbat. So that is a machloka that he brings down. And he says that since we hold of the opinion of Bet Hillel, so therefore one is allowed to go and visit Cholim on Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch holds of this opinion as well, that one is allowed to visit and to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim on Shabbat. However, it is and Chacham Avadia Yosef and most of the other poskim, I think all of the other poskim hold of this opinion as well, that one's allowed to. However, Rav Avadia writes that ideally one should not do it on Shabbat. You should not push it off. Let's say you had opportunities to go during the week, and you said, and you said, "Hey, look, you know, I'm busy during the week. I'm. It's inconvenient for me during the week. This person lives next door to me. Let me just push it off until Shabbat, where I don't have a cell phone, and I don't have TV to watch, and I don't have emails to check, and I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't have to run any errands. I don't have anything to do anyways. So let me just push it off until Shabbat." No, he says, absolutely not. One should not be pushing it off until Shabbat, because ideally it should be done during the week and not on Shabbat. However, if one doesn't have a choice, it's totally fine to do the mitzvah on Shabbat. Now, in terms of what we know, that one of the mitzvot of one of the requirements of the of in order to fulfill the mitzvah Bikur Cholim is to pray for the chole, to pray for the sick person, and we know that one is not allowed to pray for needs on Shabbat. So is one allowed to pray for a sick person on Shabbat? The answer is yes. You're allowed to pray. You're allowed to say a Misha Berach for the sick person. However, when you finish off the Misha Berach, you should say these words: Shabbat hi milizok urfuah kerovah lavo. Those words mean that on Shabbat we are not allowed to cry out. We're not allowed to cry. We're not allowed to beg on Shabbat. We're not allowed to. And a refuah is coming very soon to this person. So you basically you're plugging in that sentence that's really telling you, you know, we're not in the mood of crying and of begging Hashem and getting down on our knees. We're not. That's not the day for it. This is not the time for that. And therefore, we're not allowed to cry out on Shabbat. However, Refuah Shlema is coming very soon, and you end off with giving him a bracha, giving the sick person a bracha of Refuah Shlema. Have an awesome day, everyone.
Rabbi, isn't Rabbi Hillel's recent